the bar was full. The human clients were divided among vampire groupies and tourists. The groupies were dressed in their best finery. It ranged from the traditional capes and tuxes for the men to many Morticia Adams ripoffs among the females. Some of the groupies were wearing false fangs. Some had painted trickles of blood from the corners of their mouths or puncture marks on their necks. They were extraordinary and extraordinarily pathetic. The tourists looked like tourists anywhere, maybe more adventurous than most. But to enter into the spirit of the bar, they were nearly all dressed in black, like the groupies. Maybe it was part of the tour package? "Bring some black for your exciting visit to a real vampire bar. Follow the rules and you'll be fine, catching a glimpse of this exotic underworld." Strewn among this human assortment, like real jewels in a bin of rhinestones, were the vampires. Perhaps 15 of them. They mostly favored dark clothes, too. I stood in the middle of the floor, looking around me with interest and amazement, and some distaste, and Bill whispered, "You look like a white candle in a coal mine."